From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Global finance ministers have decided to stay with the special measures their governments adopted to stimulate their economies, even though it appears a global recession is coming to an end. The announcement was made at the close of a meeting in London involving ministers from the group of 20 wealthy and developing nations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the international community is also committed to revamping regulations on hefty executive bonuses, especially when banks perform poorly.
Compensation practices did contribute to the excess buildup and leverage we saw. They did tend to undermine the checks and balances that supervision is supposed to provide. And that's why we're not going to leave it to the market to fix these practices.
But the U.S. and Britain are still resisting calls to impose a cap on executive pay. Firefighters have the Station Fire burning north of Los Angeles nearly halfway contained. Meanwhile, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has offered a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person responsible for setting it. From member station KPCC, Brian Watt reports.
Arson investigators are working through the weekend on the cause of the fire. It has burned more than 240 square miles of forest land, and about 5,000 firefighters continue efforts to put it out. Incident Commander Mike Dietrich of the U.S. Forest Service expected firefighters to have most of the fire contained soon.
However, just because we've turned the corner doesn't mean that the next piece of firefight will not potentially be a roller coaster.
Cooler temperatures, low winds, and high humidity have helped firefighters gain control of the fire's western side. Dietrich is hoping those conditions will stick around as the focus shifts to the fire's eastern flank in the San Gabriel Wilderness area. The Station Fire has killed two firefighters and cost more than $37 million to fight. For NPR News, I'm Brian Watt in Los Angeles.
The crew of Space Shuttle Discovery has wrapped up the final spacewalk of its mission to the International Space Station. Two astronauts helped prepare the orbiting outpost for the final crew compartment, which includes an observation dome. From Orlando, Pat Duggins reports.
Each crew compartment on the International Space Station is connected to the others by power and data cables. Spacewalkers Danny Olivas and Christer Fuglesang's job was to attach electrical cables for the new Tranquility module, set to be delivered by the space shuttle next year. The astronauts also took brief moments to sightsee from orbit. From inside the space shuttle, crewmate Pat Forrester pointed out how the station and shuttle were passing over Argentina.
And just FYI, for both of you, you're coming out over South America.
Thanks for that. Interesting to know.
I was looking at the beautiful agriculture farms and certainly signs of life down there.
The spacewalkers also installed electrical cables to power heaters on one of the space station's docking tunnels. Discovery on docks from the outpost on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The top commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan tried to cool the anger of Afghans Saturday by visiting the scene of a deadly airstrike against the Taliban. Friday's attack, launched on stolen fuel trucks, killed as many as 70 people. General Stanley McChrystal is promising to make the outcome of an investigation public. A judge in Argentina has cleared the way to put a former president, his brother, and other high-ranking officials on trial. They're accused of interfering in the investigation into the bombing of the Buenos Aires Jewish Cultural Center in 1994. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Former President Carlos Menem, his brother Munir, as well as the head of Argentina's intelligence services in 1994, are all accused of paying a $400,000 bribe to the only person ever detained in the bombing case. The bombing killed 85 people. The investigation is widely considered to have been botched. The bribe was allegedly to cut short investigation into the so-called Syrian Trail, which led back to Syria as being the instigator of the bombing. The Argentine government, the U.S., and Argentine Jewish groups all insist that Iran was the instigator. Interpol arrest warrants were issued last year for a number of Iranian officials, including the man appointed this week as Iran's new defense minister. The former judge on the case has also been charged with subversion of justice. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
The Mexican army says it has captured a top suspect in Wednesday's killing of 17 patients at a rehab clinic in northern Mexico. Jose Rodolfo Escajeda is also on the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's most wanted list for marijuana and cocaine smuggling. Thousands of people have been killed by drug gangs since President Felipe Calderon launched his war against the cartels in 2006. This is NPR News.